Traffic Chief in the Western Cape, Kenny Africa, joining me on the line now. Kenny, it is a long weekend, and thankfully a public holiday falling on a Friday means that some families might take up opportunities to get into their cars and drive outside of Cape Town for a short holiday. How are the roads looking? Good morning.
Good morning, Africa Milani. Yeah, let me first say a very happy Women's Day to all our women drivers out there, and all our mothers. I would just like to wish them an awesome Women's Day today.
Thank you very much, Kenny, and a happy Women's Day to the women in your life as well.
Oh, thank you, Milani. Now our roads currently are very quiet. We only had one fatality since the start of this long weekend, and that was a motorcyclist last night on the Plattekloof Welgemoot Road. This motorcyclist died in this accident last night. Otherwise, there was no bad accidents in the past 12 hours on our roads. As I said, it's pretty quiet. The weather conditions is good. There's no misty conditions in Solaris Pass like 2 days ago. So everything's looking fine. The problem is, as you said, people will be driving out short distances to enjoy their long weekend. And all we ask from traffic side is come on board with us. Do not do stupid things, endangering other people's lives on the road. Do not overtake at places where it is not safe to do so, because we will have a no-nonsense approach over this weekend, especially with regards to people drinking and driving, and also people using cell phones whilst driving. Please, we will arrest those culprits. Do not do excessively high speed on our roads, especially those of you who's taking on long distances, the N1 between Cape Town and Beaufort West, and also through the N2 to Plettenberg Bay. And then the third main route in the Western Cape is the N7 towards Namibia. Our officers are out there currently doing speed measuring, and we will arrest people who do excessively high speed on our roads today.
And can I imagine you have deployed additional resources then to those major roads in anticipation, of course, of those looking to make full use of the long weekend?
Definitely, Milani. We also, yesterday, we had our graduation at the traffic college, Jean Lowe Traffic College in Brackenfell, and 42 new traffic officers has been deployed throughout the Western Cape province. They were at the Jean Lowe College for a year-long training, and yesterday they received their diplomas and will be starting as fully-fledged traffic officers as from Monday.
Congratulations to them indeed, Kenny, and good luck to you and your team as you try and keep us safe on the roads this long weekend.